Hey guys, can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort from my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breast, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Sex with Emily is amazing. It's growing every single day. Our listenership doubled last month. We have more traffic to our website because we're putting amazing content up. New videos, new blogs, contests, craziness over there.
There's new content.
Check out Sex with Emily.
Whoa, somebody's already drunk.
I wish.
It's Friday, so you're getting crazy.
That's true. It's crazy.
But yeah, every single day, that's what's cool about your website now, sexwithemily.com, because before you'd have maybe something up once a week, but now you have this whole team of minions that just help you put content on the website every single day. Something new.
Amazing.
And you have a video podcast now with five cameras.
See, we love it.
Your beautiful face and my not so beautiful face together.
You can see your face.
And it's pretty cool.
Your skinny face.
Do you know what I noticed? I think that on the video podcast, we get a little more raunchier than we do.
Why is that?
Maybe there's a lot more visuals to it. Because
I bring in cock rings and glow-in-the-dark lubricant.
You can bring in anything you can think of to show in front of the camera.
I love the cameras. Everyone's got to check it out. It's Tuesday, 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on T Radio V. You can watch us for an hour and call in. It's fun.
And the replays are at sexwithemily.com. Just
exactly.
Click on video.
It's everything that we do here is on demand. All of our shows are on demand. You can go to iTunes and get them, or you can subscribe through the Sex with Emily website.
And you can listen to them on your most mobile device at Stitcher. Stitcher is a free app, and you just type in sex or Sex with Emily. And you can it actually syncs with all the brand new cars now too. So if you want to listen to Sex with Emily in your car and you don't want to deal with like a bunch of different wires, you just can pull up Sex with Emily on your dash. It's
so cool.
Insane.
I was telling someone this at the dog park this morning. I still have my dog who's in the car. She said to me, yeah, I listen to podcasts all the time, but it's hard because I download them. I'm like, no, you don't know about Stitcher. I'm like, any podcast that you need to listen to in the world, you can stream right away. You don't have to download it. You don't have to deal with it. You just download the app and listen to it on your phone. She's like, oh, my God, I'm doing that right now.
Yeah, you can search.
I'm like, how do people not know?
Crazy. Yeah, you know.
Hey, people don't know things. I didn't know things before I met you.
We're telling people. And we're on Sirius XM 165. Extreme Talk.
If you're on Extreme Talk 165 XM listening to us right now, tweet us or send us a message. I'm Sex with Emily at Sex with Emily on Twitter and Menace at Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E. You can also send us an email, feedback@sexwithemily.com. We just want to know, hear from our XM listeners.
So how's your life going?
Oh, my God.
Well, what's going on with your life?
I'm going to give you a scenario that happened today with the guy I've been dating and tell me what you think.
Okay.
I know that you're probably going to think I did something wrong.
Most likely, but yes, go on.
But I was not being insensitive at all.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
What you view is not insensitive. Okay, go.
All I did.
All right.
Do you know how I've been
something
talking
with
lately?
Your ex-boyfriend
about, No.
All right.
Do you know how I've been talking about moving to L.A. for a few months? Not ready to make the big commitment, but, you know, thinking of going to L.A.
Yeah, I think you should just go ahead and do it, even though I would miss you dearly, and I would hate to do the show over the phone or something like that. But I think for you at this point, it would better your life, so I'm not going to be selfish and try to keep you here. So go ahead.
Okay. I appreciate that. So Amanda and I will still do the show come hell or high water from wherever we are. But the point is, I was like, you know what? You know how in life you think about things, you got ideas. You just got to make one step forward. So what I decided to do was get on my friendly Facebook page and post, hey, anyone looking for an apartment swap, San Francisco, LA, for a few months, let me know. Email me.
Mm-hmm.
2 seconds later, I get a text from my guy that I've been dating. And he says, you're moving to LA? Question mark. Apparently, he'd received like 3 texts from friends within the minute that I posted it saying, when's Emily moving to LA? Emily's moving to LA. So he's like, I just wish that I would have known. And I'm like, you knew that I'm talking about it. But I'm putting out feeler. Yes, I've said to him, I think I should move to LA. I'm not sure. I haven't said for sure. But then I posted on Facebook that I'm just wondering. And turns out, cut to an amazing place in Venice that, like, I think I'm going to do a swap with, like, multiple bedrooms.
Wow.
Beautiful. And right near the beach. And you'll come stay with me. It'll be fun. But anyway, was that wrong?
I love Venice Beach. I mean, how many conversations have you had about LA and 5. How recent was?
Last night.
Last night? Recent. Then, you know what? If it was last night and you posted something today, then I don't really see a problem.
Thank you, Menace. When Menace takes my side, I want to do a dance.
One of the
first
times.
Sing, I want to dance, I want to do
something. If I had a conversation with some chick that I was dating, she was thinking about moving to LA and she posted on Facebook the next day.
Right.
Then yeah, okay, yeah, maybe a couple of my friends would see it and they would probably ask me like, hey, so what's going on? What's going to happen between you and you and blah, blah, they're moving. That was something that I'd have to deal with. But it's not like it was totally out of the blue that I didn't hear that the girl that I was dating was just moving, you know? So
exactly.
All right, so, I take your side.
Thank you. I love it, man. It takes my side.
As long as you're telling the truth on how it went down.
Okay. One totally telling the truth.
You're 0 for 1,000. I'm 1 for 1,000.
1 for 1,000. Menace never agrees with me. So there's that been going down. We've been shooting videos today. You know, we've got this amazing new sponsor, Sinclair Institute. It's called the Better Sex Video Series. Sexplorations, volumes 1, 2, and 3. And so anyway, their videos, as we've talked about, they're not porn. They are instructional, educational DVDs, which also sounds boring, but they're not because they're sexy and they're hot and you watch real couples having sex. And they break down how to do things every sexually, like tips and turn-ons and how to push your relationship to the next level. There's some, explicitly demonstrate adventurous new techniques. So, like, everybody who emails me, like, what's some good oral sex tips? How do I do missionary more interesting? Like, all these DVDs. So if you're interested, go to Sinclair Institute. Use coupon code EMILY50 and you get 50% off any one item. And you must have more than one item in your cart. So the point is, I know that these DVDs have been around. This Sinclair has been around for a long time, and I've always wanted them as a sponsor because I thought, amazing work, because porn is the worst way you can learn. If you've learned anything from porn, we need to talk. Because what they show you in porn is not necessarily watching a guy pound a woman in a certain way is not necessarily feel good for that woman. But these DVDs help you. So if you're in a couple or you're alone, doesn't matter, and you want to spice up your relationship, your techniques, you want to update your sexual bag of tricks, go to Sinclair Institute. That's all I got to say about that because I love them. So anyway, we were shooting a video for them today, and Steve in our office is very funny, and we were doing some funny things, which everyone will have to see shortly.
I know. When you do the videos with the interns, I am blown away every single time.
Aren't they great?
Yeah, they're really good.
Steve just got a job, though.
He did? Aw, damn it.
I know. I love that
You
kid.
Hate it when interns get jobs.
I know, but they get jobs, and it happens, and they move on, but it makes me sad.
What's he doing?
Going to work at the big FB.
FB, what?
Yeah, whoop-a.
That's huge. That's awesome.
Facebook. I'm really proud of him.
That's badass.
And he said he's still, you know how everyone says when they leave, we're still going to do videos, we're still going to do but he's going to work at Facebook, which is kind of major, so.
That's hella major.
Hella major. I'm so proud of him because he's super smart and I'm like, I can't believe he worked for me for so long. I'm so lucky
as an
intern.
That's kind of a dumb move, but
it's
whatever.
Pretty amazing, except for whatever. Okay, and also, this is so crazy. I'm conducting a sex experiment, which I talked about. We've gotten so many emails from people. So we're conducting a sexual experiment. We want to know if Forta, F-O-R-T-A, it's an all-natural sexual enhancement supplement. I want to know, does it help couples have better sex and in turn improve your relationship? It's a fast-acting, all-natural, 100% organic sexual enhancement supplement. So we want couples – We're going to pick like five couples. Email me why you want to boost your relationship sexually. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Why you think you need to be part of our sex experiment, which will only take a month and not a ton of your time. It just means you got to have sex. Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. So there's that. And then what else have I been doing? I spoke at the public library the other night.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
It was good. It was a 50 Shades of Grey discussion. Do you know, mm-hmm. 50 Shades of Grey, the book has been banned from several libraries around the country.
Come on, name which?
No, of course, Florida is one of them.
Okay.
And I don't know where else, but not of course, but Florida, somewhere else. And so it was a banned books thing, but it was also just like an open, like a book discussion about 50 Shades of Grey, been on the bestseller list. It's like, they call it mommy porn, it's mm-hmm. female erotica.
I can't get away from it. Everywhere I go, I was at the LAX airport in a tiny kiosk buying a water and a full row of 50 Shades of Grey books for sale.
For sale. I'm telling you, there's writer's trilogy.
Ballin'. Why can't you just write something like that, Emily, and then just let me live in your guest
house?
Honey,
I would. And you know,
You write. Come on.
I'm working on it.
Jesus.
But about erotica, I just haven't written a lot of erotica.
Yeah, you can write some erotica.
Erotica? Will you help me? Will you inspire me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. And then just, I mean, if you get to a 50 Shades of Grey level, just please, I just want
Honey,
black
I owe you
Ferrari.
A lot. I'm going to buy you a big fat present one day when I make it. So just know that I will never forget.
Erotica is the way.
I think it is, but you know, the erotica has been around for hundreds of millions of years.
I know.
I don't know why this book has taken off. I mean, I can tell you why. It talks about a lot. I mean, it was interesting. Here's the most interesting thing of 50 Shades of Grey. They're calling it mommy porn. All these women are reading it. It's like taking over women. A lot of men are saying, oh my God, it's the best book I've never read because all I know is I'm getting more sex. The audience at the public library was mostly men who had not read the book. And
they
who wanted to know
about
more
it.
About the book, like, okay, just tell me what to do. Like, what do I need to do? I'm like, well, you need a helicopter and you need $1 billion.
Wow.
No, that's not true.
Usually.
This kind of fantasy that women have is to be dominated. It's about bondage, discipline, sadomasochism, BDSM, but basically just S&M, sadomasochism, you know what I'm saying. S&M relationship. And it's about a young girl. I mean, I think it has all the traits in it. What?
No, nothing.
He's going to sleep. All the traits in it that like women who want to be swept off their feet, who want to be a submissive, who want to be adored, who want their sexual fantasies taken care of. I mean, I think it speaks to, you know, the rich, wealthy man sweeps her off her feet. She's a young virgin. It just has every single. So I don't know. It just hits the whatever. It strikes a chord in America.
It hits the spot.
Hits the spot. No pun intended. Today's show, we're going to be talking about the breasts.
The breast.
It's National Cancer Awareness, Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Uh huh.
Which is surprising to me because I always thought it was in April, but it's in October. No, but there is another Women's Health in April. But we're going to be doing like all the things you need to know about nipples.
Do you know that my other co-host, she got nude for Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Did you see it?
I didn't look at it.
You didn't want to?
I didn't want to. But yeah, she's raising money for breast cancer.
You didn't look at her naked pictures?
I didn't.
Did she ask you to?
No. But she had them in the studio and she was showing people. But
she didn't show you or you just
didn't look? I didn't say, oh, let me check them out.
If I had nude pictures, would you want to look?
Probably not.
Not before dinner.
Not before dinner. But yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, crazy. How have you been?
I've been good.
What are you going to do this weekend? Are you going to work or are you going to have fun?
This weekend, do you know... you're dating somebody, but I think it's a good weekend to meet somebody in the city of San Francisco. There is supposed to be an extra 1.1 million extra people in the city of San Francisco.
I'm leaving.
Do you know what you should do?
What? Leave.
If you're smart, you should Airbnb your place and make a freaking fortune.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody emailed me about that. How much can I make?
Oh, you can make a crap ton of money
now.
Really? Yeah.
Airbnb. Okay.
A million point one people. There's no hotels. There's nothing. You know Airbnb, right? Everyone uses it now to rent out their place. You can make an ish ton of money this weekend.
I got so much stuff in my apartment. I got to move around. Can you trust these people?
Yeah, Airbnb. Sex toys, well, you just find the people that have the highest ratings and rent it to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Crap ton of money.
I'm going to do
it. But see, check this out. Look, these are all the events that we have in the city of San Francisco. Ready?
I hate it. Yeah.
Fleet Week.
Ugh.
Harley Strictly Bluegrass Festival.
Like that. Okay.
In the city of in the Golden Gate Park.
Free bluegrass.
Yeah. Then we have the Giants. Then we have the 49ers.
What?
Then we have what else? We have an Oracle event.
Ugh.
We have there's like two other like huge major ones that I'm forgetting.
Blue Angels. Oh, you said that.
Oh no. The America's Cup.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's huge. What is that, golf?
No, America's Cup.
Oh, sailing.
Sailing. It's like the third largest sporting event
in
the world.
I'm not an idiot, I swear. I know. Why is it here? It's here. It's been coming for years. They've been talking
about
it.
Yeah, they've been working on it.
I've got to get out of town this weekend. Maybe I should do apartment swap this weekend.
Airbnb your spot. Make some money.
Are you going to go to any of those annoying events that take over the city?
Hell no. I'm going to be home.
Are you? And you're right by all the tourist traps, sort of.
Yeah.
Where you live.
I'm right in the middle of it all. But I'm just going to stay home because I got a bunch of stuff going on all the way till December.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Vegas a bunch of times. So if you're in Vegas, it's party.
I'm in Vegas, it's party, yeah.
I'm taking my sister, her boyfriend, and two of her friends to Vegas for New Year's.
Oh, my God. Just to be nice?
Yeah, because she just turned 21 and I said,
oh, that's
I'm
going to so
take
sweet.
You to Vegas.
You're the best brother ever.
Trying.
Are you going to pay for everything?
I already did, yeah. Cost me an arm and a leg.
Oh, my God. Did you just surprise her?
Well, I called her up on the radio because I only got to text her on her 21st birthday because I was busy. So I called her up the next day and I said, look, I want to take you and your friends to Vegas as a gift for your 21st birthday. I go, let's figure it out. And then when I called her, she goes, all right, I want to go to Vegas, but I want to go to Vegas on New Year's. I go, okay, thank you, because the hotels are triple the price. But
right.
You know what? I went ahead and did it anyways, and we're going to stay in downtown, like around the strip. I don't want to say what hotel,
right.
But
that's amazing. Are you going to bring a babe too?
A babe, most likely, yes.
Yeah, because if it's your sister.
Yeah.
That's such a nice brotherly thing to do.
Trying.
God, you are a good brother. You are. And you see, my brother's a good brother. That's good.
Yeah, your brother's a good brother.
Except for, he wants to call
he's
me
pissed.
Off.
He's pissed at you right now.
Because I haven't moved to LA yet.
Well, that and then the other thing that you shared on our video podcast show. That's a
so
nightmare.
So I sent out a Sex with Emily newsletter, which I often do through my email. And he asked me, oops, the last one went to my new two nieces. Mm-hmm. So I asked my assistant to go into my database and delete them to make sure they never got an email again. Well, one of my nieces, the 10-year-old, has two email addresses.
Burn.
She only caught one. So the email got sent to my niece. My sister-in-law was pissed at me. She's like, I asked you. Like, I'm not ready to answer these questions about, like, what a lesbian is. And like, I don't want to tell her what vajazzling is and, like, all this stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so
worst
sorry.
Aunt ever.
I know. But it turns out I was annoyed that my assistant did that. But there was two of them for one. So she just didn't
how
see
is a 10-year-old having two
honey, I don't
addresses.
Know. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't get it. But she did. And
wow.
So that's what happened. And it was a bummer.
That sounds
but
like a nightmare.
But he's not mad at me anymore. I don't think.
Hopefully.
Although, we'll see.
He okay. wants you to be in L.A. Be in L.A.
I am.
Go.
I found, dude, this
Leave.
Place I found in Venice.
Mm-hmm.
Looks beautiful. I got to show you the pictures.
Do it.
You're going to die. Okay. So we can move on to some sex in the news.
I love Venice, by the way. It's one of my favorite places.
Really? It's
love
like
it.
Right Venice, Marina Del Rey on the corner. It's like right in the middle.
Amazing.
I think so, too.
Amazing.
Sunny. You can come stay. There's like 2-3 bedrooms.
Dude, love it.
I just hope they like my place.
Tomorrow. Ooh.
My place is cute,
Your
though.
Place is cute, but you're talking about a multi-bedroom spot in
But
in
she
Venice.
Needs a place, and she just needs a place temporarily in San Francisco while she decides where she really wants to live.
Wow.
My place is cute. It's like,
Don't,
it's like not dirty. Well, it's dirty right now, but that's a different story. Okay. Sex in the news. Hulk Hogan's sex tape finally here.
Yes.
I just feel like, raise your hand if you haven't done a sex tape. Every day we're talking about goddamn sex tapes.
What you gonna do, brother, when my sex tape runs wild on you?
Is that how he talks?
That's one of his, like, oh, yeah. No, that's the other guy.
It's a miracle the internet didn't crash today because the Hulk Hogan sex tape has been leaked.
Yes.
The hour-long camera, hidden camera footage features the Hulkster bedding a young woman who may or may not be the wife of his best friend.
Ah.
It features oral sex on both parts, a very loud Hogan orgasm,
and
fairly awkward bedward conversation with Hogan leaving the deed to go hang out with his son. See ya, babe. I'm going to go hang out with my son.
If you want
the grainy goodness off yourself, Pirate Bay is back online after a brief break. Don't you kind of want to see it now?
Hell yeah, dude. He's the man.
What do you think? He leaked it himself?
I slapped him on the back once.
Really? Did he slap you back and you fell over?
No. He was wrestling. I was front row at an event, and it was so weird. It was him and James Brown comes running out. The real James Brown comes running out before he passed away, performed some songs in the middle of, like, his match, and then he fell over the the barrier, and I got to slap him on the back. He was an idol when I was a kid.
Oh my god, totally. That's cute. Now you can watch him perform oral sex.
Oh my god, I want to call one of my friends that's like a hardcore wrestling fan and ask him if he saw the sex tape yet.
Well, it just came out like 5 minutes ago, but maybe he did.
Can we call him?
Call him. He's a hardcore fan.
Oh, absolutely. Well, actually, he's another fan of his rival, but.
You think he's going
to
answer?
Ric Flair. Yeah, he will. Gotta talk to him.
Gotta talk to him.
Fine. So, while we're calling.
Wow. The next.
Would you watch it?
Would I watch it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't watch.
Do you watch any wrestling at all? Come on.
Is he still a wrestler?
No.
No, I don't. Do you watch wrestling?
I did when I was a kid.
Right.
Oh man.
He's not there. Well, we'll try. Maybe he'll try you back. Okay. Mm-hmm. The next Sex in the News story. Bridezilla has her emails leaked to Gawker.
Bridezilla.
There's a Bridezilla whose emails got leaked. Okay. Weddings are hell on any relationship, but especially among brides and her bridesmaids. A monstrous bride-to-be has had her tyrannical emails to her bridesmaid leaked to Gawker after one of her friends was amazed by the nitpickiness. Mm-hmm. Here were a few reasons the bride gave for possible loss of bridesmaid responsibilities before her big day in September 2013. Ready?
Yeah.
This is how a bridesmaid could become unbridesmaid. Screwing up, CCing anyone in emails related to the wedding, either not CCing the right people or CCing too many people, you will be ditched as a bridesmaid. Number two, if you have to miss even one of the pre-wedding engagements, which will take place in New York, Connecticut, and Las Vegas, you will be replaced.
What?
Number four, three. You need to give the bride all your available dates between February and August 2013. If you don't, yanked. Number five, if you don't have any money to contribute to the bachelorette party and can't afford a dress and can't afford the flights necessary for the trip, you are yanked. If you take more than 2 to 3 days to get back to the bride regarding a wedding issue, even if you're out of the country, you should be checking your email constantly. This is real. This is a bride. What a friggin' nightmare. I would ditch. I'm like, you know what, honey? You're ditched as a friend. I'm not standing up in your wedding.
Hell no.
But this seems real.
I know. That has to be a joke. I would read that. I go, are you serious? I would be out in a second.
But there's some bridezillas. I am not. I mean, it's so funny because when I was in Michigan, my two nieces were, you know, standing up in a wedding. They were junior bridesmaids because they're only 10 and 12. And they were like, oh my God, we hate the dress. It's so ugly. It's not what we want. Because that's like the thing. When you're a bridesmaid in a wedding, every single bride tells you, you're going to love the dress. You're going to wear it all the time. I promise you, I know most dresses are ugly, but my dress is amazing. And they're all friggin' ugly. And I've been in 7 weddings and you never wear the dress again. So I explained it to my nieces. I was like, listen, you might not like the dress. It's not about you. It's about the bride. So you acquiesced and you just wear the dress. It's true. You don't know what it's like as a dude.
When people have weddings, they get crazy. Like my buddy who had the 2-day wedding.
Oh, Jesus.
I was in the wedding.
Right?
I didn't even want to go to day one because day one required me to miss work. And you know me.
You don't miss work ever. Never
in the
once.
Past
10 years.
No, 14 years now. I haven't even called in sick once for work, and I never took in a day off when I was on the radio.
Do they know that?
Yeah, they know that.
That's
but
amazing.
I've never done that ever. And I, for the first time in 14 years, I had to take a day off being on the radio to be at the stupid wedding.
Does he know that?
It took me 20 minutes. The whole thing was 20 minutes.
That should be your present to him. You should just say, you know what? I friggin' broke my 14-year clean record for your lazy ass.
Yeah. I was like Cal Ripken.
That is so bad. That is the worst. I hate your friend. Okay. Japan's possibly the world's first bar dedicated to female masturbation opens in Tokyo. Another reason to go to Japan.
Love Japan.
Love Jule, a colorful new bar in the Shibuya district of Tokyo, is the first love and sex bar dedicated to women, according to the Tokyo Reporter. Well, what does that mean exactly? Once they take a seat, customers are able to experience a pleasant place in which they can openly discuss masturbation. Behind the counter, where rows of liquor bottles would normally stand, are colorful display cases with dozens and dozens of different types of vibrators. The spot is already hit with women in the commercial sex and burgeoning adult film industry. Other women are going because it's a safe place where they don't have to worry about trying to brush off men all the time. And as one customer puts it, it's also a great place to drink and talk about what we women love to talk about, sex and guys. That's also a big pull. So basically, it's a bar where you walk in and you masturbate. Now, why not just have to take a sex toy home and masturbate? Are they all masturbating in front of other women? Because there's no dudes in the bar.
Really?
It's a bar where they go in and they're like, hey, I'll have a, you know, a vodka on the rocks and throw in a Jimmy Jane a Jimmy Jane form too or something. Like, what the hell? That's interesting. So women are just sitting around masturbating. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in there.
I can bartend.
You can bartend.
I used to bartend.
That'd be sweet. You'd be a good bartender there. You could probably recommend. You've learned so much about sex toys.
I go, hey, here.
You'd be good at that.
Well, I do have to travel to Japan to work on the sex toy that I've been working on for the past couple of years.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't bring this up.
What? The dump truck.
Oh, God, that's so hot.
I've been working on the dump truck for a long time. The scientists that I've been working with are in Japan, and they got rid of the fire issues. And, like, we're trying to go green and go solar power on this, but it kind of, like, is going into an area where there is no sun. So
right. Menace is just BSing everyone right now. I'm just going to give you. He's not going to make a sex toy called the dump truck. And if he does, I'm going to dump truck on him. Okay. The last Neanderthal booty call dated by anthropologists. There's booty call way back when. Who's your daddy? Odds are it's probably not a Neanderthal, unless, of course, you're 47,000 years old. This is the most recent estimate for the last gene exchanged between modern humans and our thick-browed evolutionary cousins. Researchers say our ancestors broke off their dilly-dallying with Neanderthals once we discovered Eurasia and started venturing further eastward out of Africa. That and we started using more advanced tools, which may indicate the origins of snobbery. So we were sleeping with Neanderthals up until 47,000 years ago.
What?
We were sleeping with Neanderthals, but then we realized that we'd rather, I don't know, we got snobby and we wanted to sleep with people eastward out of Africa.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay, sigh. 50 Shades of Grey now has its own sex toy line.
No.
E.L. James has teamed up with one online sex toy shop, Love Honey, to produce the official line of 50 Shades of Grey sex toys just in time for Christmas.
Dude, she is just raking it in.
Just to be clear, James is making $1 million per week on Kindle sales.
That's what I'm – what the F did I tell you? What have I told you, Emily, the past, I don't know, couple months? What have I told you?
What have you told me? Write a book?
No. I told you to make all your stuff digital.
It's
so much work. I got to do it. I don't want to hear about it if you're not going to put the work in.
I'm going to put the work in. I have a book called Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. You can't buy it on Amazon.
You can't buy it on Amazon.
But I mean, you can't buy it on Amazon. Sorry. Just an idiot. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it at bookstores. You can't buy it on Kindle because it's too explicit and it's pictures. It's pretty. So I would say, yeah, but you're right. You're saying anything else I do should be
digital.
Yeah, I agree. She's making $1 million a week. Like, is she just She didn't have money before this, did she?
Probably not.
She was a struggling writer.
That's how they all are. Well, I mean, how many writers do you know that until they have a hit have money?
It's like me. When I'm really famous, they'll be like, oh, wow. Oh, my God. She, like, had no money yesterday. It'll happen.
Now she's balling.
Now she's balling. Okay, let's move into the emails from our people. Thanks, everyone, for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com, or you can email right through my website, sexwithemily.com. I read all your emails, and I give you answers that you need to hear to improve your sex life and your relationship. Hi, Emily. I'm recently divorced and discovered your – oh, no, sorry. I just read the word divorced. I recently discovered your podcast, and I love it. I've got a problem here, and hopefully you can help me out. I'm 30 years old, married for 5 years, and have a 2-year-old son. Everything is awesome. I love my family and my wife, but the sex is definitely lacking. When we do have sex, it is awesome. She is definitely the bad and adventurous girl in bed. We just have very different drives. I have a very high drive, and she's pretty moderate. I like sex 2 to 3 times a week, and she likes it about once a month. We've talked about numerous times, and I just can't and won't make her do something she doesn't want to do. It won't be enjoyable to either of us if she doesn't want to do it anyways. Plus, my 2-year-old shares our bedroom because we live in a small apartment and can't move. I've been on the lookout for an FWB for a while with no real success. I have needs that are not being met, and it's been driving me crazy for too long. How can I either get a friends with benefit or curve this need without my wife? John, this is a tricky one, John. First of all, John, unless you've discussed with your wife having an open marriage and seeing other people, I do not think you should look for a friends with benefits arrangement, meaning someone you can hook up with without strings attached. Any couple that does that needs to talk about it. And I know what you're saying. Hell no, I'm not telling my wife. She's never going to let me do that. Well, that's the reason why you shouldn't. You love your wife. You love everything except for your sex life. I mean, you're happy with everything but your sex life. So establish some romantic time alone with your wife, perhaps. See if a family member or friend can watch your son for a night and try to revisit a time in your life where your sex was not as stagnant. Go back to those early butterflies at the beginning of your relationship. Were things a lot hotter? Do you know what turns her on? Do you know what her fantasies are? Do you know what you can do to bring the sex life back? Have you guys really, really talked about it? Because maybe she needs a back rub. I mean, there's so many women. Men learn this in high school. You give a woman a back massage, you start rubbing her back, she gets turned on.
Then your penis ends up somewhere.
And then your penis ends up somewhere, you know, under her armpit or something. So I think that you should – maybe you can introduce a sex toy into the mix, ask her what her fantasies are. I think she'll be more responsive if you focus on her pleasure. When a woman hears – from you that you're not getting it and I'm not getting enough sex and you're not giving me sex and I'm suffering – that's not what they want to hear. She wants to hear how you want to please her and how you want to make her life better. So don't give up on your sex life until you try everything. It can be really difficult, but with a kid, it is not impossible. Now, there are some supplements I would ask her. You know, she said she has a low sex drive once a month. I mean, that's not atypical, but I'm wondering if she's taking any medications. Oftentimes, women are taking drugs and they're taking, you know, blood pressure, antidepressant medications that can really inhibit their sex drive. And so I'm just wondering if she needs to get checked by her doctor, because that's another thing. And there are some pills she can take and things she can do. But I would first like her to get checked out, because maybe that's it. There's lots of things you can try. Okay.
All right.
That's a tough one though. Dear Emily, my wife has a really bad gag reflex to the point where she gags while brushing her teeth or flossing. Is there anything we can do to help lessen the reflex so that she can give me oral without gagging? I'm not saying this because I'm big and I gag her with it. I'm average for sure. When we're dating, she would give me oral sex but never liked it because she'd gag some, plus the taste. I'd love to know if she'd be able to do this for me sometimes, even just to get me ready for intercourse. Signed, Travis. Okay, Travis, if she has a bad gag reflex, she should focus on the tip of your penis, which is the most sensitive part. Instead of trying to put your entire member in her mouth, she can use her hands while also going up and down while also licking and sucking on the tip. If she doesn't like the taste of semen, we've got an amazing sponsor, and people are flipping out about Masque, M-A-S-Q-U-E. Their website is Your Masque. And basically, they're strips. They're like those Listerine strips you put on your tongue. And they mask the taste of semen and other sexual flavors with mango, strawberry, chocolate, and watermelon. And then they have this little minty aftertaste. So she has to take one strip, perform oral sex on you, and your penis tastes like a milkshake. What's the problem? She should totally do that, and I think it would make her feel good. But also, the thing about the gag reflex, too, is she needs to relax. She might be a little, like, nervous about it because she's afraid she's going to gag. So just really like relax her throat and take deep breaths. That's another good way to avoid that good old gag reflex issue.
And, you know, maybe a little shot or two.
Little shot of tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila, yo, makes yo, yo.
Lubricant. Nice lubricant.
Tequila makes everything better.
It does. Well, except for if you drink the clear, not the brown, not the dark.
I never remember.
Drink the dark. You're going to have some problems.
Right. I tried to drink tequila the other night when I was in LA. It didn't work. Okay. Oh. Dear Emily, since I first had sex, I've been unable to feel any pleasure with penetration. Since then, I've been with numerous partners and tried toys and masturbation in order to feel some stimulation with no results. Is this a problem that can be fixed? Sign Aaron. Okay. Well, maybe you have not tried the right toy yet. So I would go to my products page first, look up the Hitachi Magic Wand by Good Vibrations. If no toys or if nothing's pleasing you, I would play around with different sex toys with strong vibrations and see if they're able to, you know, give you an orgasm and if it feels well, if it feels good. It might be that you need clitoral stimulation like the Hitachi Magic Wand provides. Like there's so many vibrators. Just go to my website and click on the products page. And again, it's goodvibes.com or you can go right there and look at all the toys they have. Because I think what it sounds like, the penetration doesn't feel good because you're not turned on yet. And you probably need your clitoris to be stimulated and to have more to be turned on and aroused. And then maybe the penetration would feel better. That's my think. That's what I think, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Have you heard of that before?
What, that people don't feel good about penetration? Yeah, I have. A lot of women don't get turned on by penetration because
No. She said in there that she didn't feel anything.
Right.
That she didn't get turned on. No, well, that's I never heard it.
I want to know if you read that. Okay, so maybe Aaron, I want to know if you're taking any medications because women on antidepressants feel like it can wipe out your whole entire sex drive. So I'm wondering if you have been tested by a doctor, if you are taking anything, if you're on any meds. I would get checked out. If you really can't have an orgasm and you feel nothing down there, there might be something else going on. So I would go see a medical doctor ASAP. Thanks, Amanda, for clarifying that. Okay. Hi, Emily. I'm a 22-year-old grad student. I recently just moved to D.C. Now that I've moved, boys from home are suddenly interested, including my best friend who is stationed overseas. We had one drunk hookup, but nothing more. When coming back to the States, we are entertaining the thought of meeting for the weekend at a halfway point. He is a womanizer, and I am shy.
Mm-hmm.
Commitment kind of girl. He wants the weekend to show me how we could work things out. Is it worth risking our friendship when I'm not sure it would ever work? P.S. Since listening to your show, I joined an online dating site to get myself out there and practice. Menace might be on the right track about this whole ego and woman thing. Your show and this site has made me turn over a new leaf. I don't know what she's saying about your whole women and ego thing. What do you say about women and ego?
I'm trying to remember what she's referring to.
I doubt that you – you probably heard it wrong if you think Menace is on track.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so I don't think this guy – I think you're asking me because you probably know that this guy isn't good news. He's a known womanizer. You're living in different places. He wants to have a weekend with you. It sounds like he wants to have a really nice booty call. And if you're down with that without the emotional attachment, he wants to come at 22, come over and meet with you somewhere private and tell you of all the ways you guys can make it work out long distance. First of all, when you're that young, don't even commit to anyone, let alone commit to someone miles and miles away. What is the point? Be single right now, have fun, and don't put all your eggs in one basket of a womanizer.
Yeah, you don't. You probably just think that he's good looking, and you really want to have sex with him anyways. But you don't want to feel bad about it because you already know that it's a dumb situation to hook up with him anyways. That happens all the time. Women talk crap about guys, and then they end up sleeping with them.
Yeah, because
and then they end up
the
talking
guys.
Crap about him still.
Yeah, that
they're
happens.
Like, oh, this guy screwed me over. Well,
I know.
You spent like a couple months talking crap about him on how terrible he is. You slept with him, and then you say, oh, he was terrible. Well, hello. You already knew that. So many women already know the answer to their questions.
I know. These women, a
they
lot
know.
Of women do. They do.
And
but they just need my reinforcement to tell them it's okay.
Yeah, but some of your – if you – let's just say talk to some of your best friends and you give them advice until they're blue in the face, still won't take it. They just want to – I guess they have to learn from their own mistakes.
Yes,
whatever.
That's true. Women don't – and men don't necessarily listen to advice. But you're asking, so I'm telling, and I hope you should listen because I'm always right.
Men don't listen to advice.
No, men don't listen either. It depends. Sometimes they do, but they're kind of like, I know.
If they're asking you for advice about women.
That's all I do is get advice. Ask men asking me for advice about women. Feedback at sexwithemily.com every single day of my life.
Give me some other things that they're asking in general.
They're asking about orgasms. They're asking about premature ejaculation. They're asking about Viagra. They're asking about sex toys. They're asking about pleasing their partner.
Yeah, but the thing that we're kind of talking about here is not the – they're already hooking up with chicks, so
right.
That doesn't matter.
Right.
We're talking about the in-between, the initial.
When should I break up with her? Should I not? Or whatever.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
I don't think that men have as much – oh, no, we get emails from guys who are like, I like this woman, but she just broke up with her boyfriend, and she says she's not available right now, but I don't believe her because I think I'm really going to pursue her. We get those emails from guys who are in the process of picking up a chick and don't know what to do. But they probably do know what to do.
Yeah, they do.
They're like, what should I do? She's boning six guys in my office, but I really like her.
but I love her, man.
Jesus, people. But I do get questions about everything. All right. And I love it. It's my life, unfortunately and fortunately. Okay, let's move on to our topic, which is breasts. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Do you know how to touch a nipple? Do you know about the breasts? Do you know everything you need to know about the breasts? So here's what I need to tell you. Some women love to be touched on their breasts. Mm-hmm. Other women, not so enthusiastic. Have you been with a woman who's like, don't touch my boobs?
No.
Never?
Never.
Have you been with a woman, though, who's super turned on by it?
Yes.
Okay. Like, women can have orgasms. Women, that's one of the third, I think the second most common form of orgasm is a breast or a nipple orgasm. Which I think is pretty amazing. So just as there are breast enthusiasts who are all about the breasts and will not be stopping touching them the entire time you hook up, there are the guys who ignore your boobs completely. Let me talk about that. I was raised to believe that men just love breasts, like whatever it is. And I feel like once they touch your breasts the first few times because you're not letting them touch other parts, they stop touching your breasts. They don't even look at your breasts. They don't even go up there anymore because they're like, well, we're going to bang. We're going to get it on. I'm not going to pay attention to your breasts. And my breasts are lonely and sad.
Oh.
I want my breasts played with. So do so many other women.
So email us, feedback@sexwithemily.com or tweet us, sexwithemily.
Are you a woman or that doesn't get your breasts touched? And are you a man who forgot about the breasts? Because I feel like, how can you forget? I mean, of course, there's large-breasted men and short-breasted who like women with large breasts and short, but small breasts. But I just feel like men stop touching, just like making out when you're in a relationship when you're in a couple. And all of a sudden, you stop making out. You also stop touching the breasts.
Or if you just want to touch Emily's breasts in general, hit us up.
Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Whatever. As long as you send a pair of shoes. What size?
Size 7 Christian Louboutins, please.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
So,
red bottoms.
Red bottoms.
You know, Barney's here in San Francisco has an amazing selection.
You don't think I go there and visit them once a week?
I think they have the best selection out of all the stores.
Oh, yeah.
Like
the tan ones with the red.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Let's take a moment of silence for. They're $800 shoes that I can't really buy right now.
The ones that I like the most, though, are these little gray boots with the black bow on them. They're about $1,400.
Oh my God! I want Chloe.
See, I know women's
too.
Fashion. I pay attention.
Wait, do you go to Barney's a lot or something?
Look, I may dress like a guy just that's in a hoodie and a t-shirt and stuff like that, but I keep up on what's going on.
What do?
Because you know, I gotta talk to females too.
I know.
And
do you talk
you
about fashion?
Yeah.
Females? Do you talk about their clothes?
I blow their mind. I know so much stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a good conversation piece. What am I gonna talk to them about? You know, oh, nothing. How amazing I think Taco the Bell iPhone is. 5 is and all that stuff. No, yeah. They don't want to hear about that.
Do
they
you
want.
Have the iPhone 5? Oh, they didn't send it to your home. The whole thing, the address, I know.
I was on the phone for an hour today, and I got it all worked out. I was on the phone with AT&T and Apple at the same time. I had them on a party line, and we figured out what the problem was with my account.
Oh, my God. That
my
sounds
iPhone
so
on
awful.
Its way.
Yeah. Thank God. But it all got worked Can't out. Wait to see it. I'm glad it got worked out. I was really, really
yeah,
concerned
but,
for you.
See, you're not even interested in that. But if I talk about Christian Louboutins, see, fellas, just pay attention. When you're walking through a store – you know, just pay attention to a couple brands.
Couple
and then
brands.
You comment some girl on how nice her shoes are or her bags. And then pull up that information in your brain on the name of the bags that you saw in the store. Like, oh, yeah, I saw some bag. And you might say, oh, well, only gay guys do that, not straight
That's
guys.
That's so not true.
It's so not true. And you know what? Dude, chicks are going to eat it up.
Totally.
Like it's nothing.
Yeah, I think it's true. I love when a guy's like the other day I was at, well, granted, I was in Michigan, but I got these sky high. I was on the Doctors TV show. Oh, mm-hmm. By the way, October 15th, I'm going to be on the Doctors television show talking about 50 Shades of Grey. If you guys get the Doctors
what?
And you watch it, but so when I record, it's pre-recorded and, mm-hmm. I got these 6-inch red patent leather heels that I wore mm-hmm. and on the show and that I was wearing afterwards, and like a table of like 8 men got up, like they saw them kind of looking at me, and I was sitting having lunch with a friend, and they got up and they were like, hot shoes, like they were noticing my shoes, and they weren't hitting on me, they didn't like ask me for my number, but that felt so good that a dude recognized my shoes.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, oh, you must be gay, or you must – even if you were gay, that's amazing. A lot of my best friends are gay. I'm just saying the point is it was amazing and I didn't judge them. I thought they have good taste.
So do your research, fellas.
Do your research. Okay, so pay attention to her breasts, but remember they are connected to her. Myth. There's a myth out there. The bigger her cup size, the more sensitive she is. Fact, it's not true. The fact is the sensitivity of a breast has nothing to do with her size. Fact, statistically, the left breast is bigger. Fact, many women love their breasts more than you do. My left breast is bigger. Hold on. I want to feel it right now. Do you want to feel if my left breast is bigger?
No. We're in a studio that has all windows.
Oh,
what are you
shit.
Doing?
Shit. I just touched my boobs in front of everyone. Sorry. I was just curious. Okay. Like I said, nipple orgasms are the second most common form of orgasms for women. So it would behoove you to touch your breasts. Okay. Men require visual stimulation, as we know. Apart from genitalia, breasts are a woman's most well-defined physical feature. Don't be afraid to touch your own breasts, women, during sex. Okay, so here are some breast don'ts, what guys should not do, or women, whoever, if you're with someone who has breasts, this is what you shouldn't do. Don't use your nails on her breasts, especially your scraggy old nails. Don't twist her nipples. Don't slap her boobs unless she wants you to.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hot, but just ask her. Don't treat her breasts like toys. Don't start bouncing them or anything. Don't use rough biting again unless she asks for it and she's into that. Because it can hurt. Boobs are sensitive. Different times of month, they get more sensitive. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that? Okay, so when you're undressing a woman, touch her breasts while she is still dressed over her clothing. That feels amazing. When the time presents itself, you can slowly take off her top. You can linger a few moments, add some kissing, and then unclasp her bra. This is the old undressing her slowly thing that I talk about on the show all the time because I believe undressing a woman is a lost art and guys do not do that anymore. It drives me crazy. They undress you the first time and then later they're just like, pull down your pants and they're like, let's bang.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, can you please take some time and undress me?
You want so much attention. It's ridiculous.
I know. A lot of women want attention. Okay, so start with soft touching before you get into squeezing nipple play. Cradle, kiss, or brush up against her breasts. How should you use her hands with your breasts? Making the nipples tense by placing your fingers on each side of the nipple. Push down slightly and slide your fingers apart. Move the breasts in slow circular motions. Start gentle and take her lead. And how she likes her breasts to be touched. So, yeah, some women might be like harder, or softer. I just really want to start like a boot camp for women and teach them how to talk about sex.
When does the penis get involved with the breasts?
You could let's see. Oh, here it is. Using your penis. It's down here. We're going to talk about it in a minute.
All right.
Because that's what you like, right?
Well, that's what every guy is thinking about. When does the penis get involved?
Is he really thinking about that?
Can I do – it's called – what's another way of saying titty effing?
Nothing. There isn't. Okay.
Well, I just said it anyways.
Okay. Good.
Thank you, XM, for not being censored.
What did you say? Yeah, I love XM. Okay. So first I'm going to start with using your mouth, and then we can get into her penis. Okay. Ready?
All right. Go.
Ready, ready, ready. Here we go. All right. So use the tip of your tongue to circle around the nipple. If her nipples are erect, harden your tongue and flick it back and forth. And slowly take it in your mouth, then begin to suck and nibble. Next, suck, then release her nipples while inhaling so that it creates an icy sensation. So when you breathe on the nipple or you lick the nipple and then you breathe on it, the same goes for oral sex. It feels really good. The difference in temperature when you lick and then you blow mess, right? Mm-hmm. Feels good. Okay. Maybe you can even lace the breasts with whipped cream for partnered sex play and he can lick it off.
What about like putting some Icy Hot or Tiger Balm on it? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't.
What do you think that would do?
That would probably make her all tingly. I don't know. I would try a little bit on a little part. It would probably hurt really bad.
No.
Or it could feel amazing. You might start a whole new thing.
I'm sure people just tried that before.
Yeah. It probably feels good. Actually,
yeah. Maybe some vapor rub.
My left breast is so big right now.
Yeah. Maybe some vapor rub.
I seriously think it is. Okay.
Stop. There's a whole office full of
people. They're not watching me touch my breasts. Remember, don't just stick to the nipple. Lick the space between her breasts, lick right under her breasts, because there are areas that don't get much tension. They are likely to be very sensitive to the tongue. So those areas that don't get a lot of attention on a woman feel really good, like licking around her breasts, licking beneath them, licking below them, licking the nipples. Okay, next thing with the breasts, using your penis.
Yes. Ready?
Try caressing her nipples with the head of your penis. Pull apart the opening of your penis. Sometimes you can stick the tip of an erect nipple into it.
What?
I don't know about that. I read about that online. That sounds like that could be hurtful.
I don't know about I don't know if I endorse that.
I'm sorry, but that's – I've heard this a lot. If the idea turned you on, encourage her to breast sex with you. We all know what that means. Tell her, I want to go between them. That's the way to say it.
I would like to go in between your breasts.
Lubrication will make breast sex actually work. Glow-in-the-dark lubricant from Nature Lovin' Lubricants. Everyone go to Nature Lovin' Lubricants' website right now and buy some of their lube because their lube smells so good, tastes so good, and they have glow-in-the-dark lube so your boobs can glow and your penis can glow in the dark.
All right.
What else do you really want?
You might not be into this.
Uh-oh.
Here's another lubricant
that
benefits everybody.
Go ahead.
Maybe a taco salad from, you know, one of your favorite taquerias. And then it has like all the sour cream and guacamole.
You want to pour that on her breast?
Yeah.
It's
beneficial to both because you both.
Because you could eat dinner and lick her breasts?
Yes. And she can maybe have a nacho or two. Wow. She can eat some nachos and get her breasts. Her breasts. You know?
Oh, my God. So she's got like a whole plate of nachos between her breasts, and then you're going to start digging nacho chips in.
She can eat the nacho chips
totally.
As I'm going to town on her
totally.
Breast.
She's like crunching away, dripping crumbles on your head.
Yeah, whatever. Look, you kill two birds with one stone. You're getting pleasure by getting your breast touched, and
you're getting fed with
you're
nachos.
You're getting fed, and your man's getting fed, or your lady, whoever. Mm-hmm.
I'd say don't try this at home, but it's in Menace, so I can't tell you. I love that idea, though.
Yeah, a nice taco salad.
I love me a nacho.
Just dump a taco salad on there.
I never turned
down
a nacho. I love it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Or maybe a nice
chips and dip.
Yeah, because that would stick on there the best. I was going to recommend like gumbo or something like that.
No, gumbo would drip down the side. That wouldn't be good. And you have to be careful whenever you are playing with food and genitalia. You have to make sure it's like that you don't put it inside, because when you put it inside, women can get yeast infections. So be very careful with any sugary or just any substances that are not meant to go inside of the body. Do not put them in there.
I'm trying to think what else would be good other than taco salad. I think taco salad is a really good choice.
It sounds disgusting, and she's going to smell like a Taco Bell. Yeah. Oh, you would like that, though.
I would love it.
You'd love Taco Bell. Your babe smelled like a Taco Bell.
Love Taco Bell.
Oh, my God. You're crazy. So I would say, hold on a minute.
What about a cake? Nice cake for dessert. Like throw it on there. You just take the cake and you just throw it at the breast, and then it sticks on her chest, and then you just eat it off.
I think that's... sounds really delicious. I haven't done a lot of food.
You know, people are doing this.
What have you done with a woman's breast that I've not heard about? Call me. Email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. We want to know.
I don't even want to tell you what I saw on the
porn channel
landing page of kink.com.
What? Tell me.
They have like, I don't know. They have like all these
nipple clamps?
Nipple clamps and all that crazy stuff. It looks very...
it looks painful.
Painful, yes.
But... Kink.com is a BDSM website. People who are into bondage and discipline and sadism and masochism.
Yeah.
Nipple clamps are super popular. You can buy them at Good Vibes. Go to goodvibes.com. And they can feel actually really good to some people, to some women.
Wow.
And men. A lot of men like nipple clamps.
Do you want to know how I found Kink?
How?
And it's not even because I was looking for Kink.com, which is in San Francisco.
Weren't.
No. Check this out. Funniest thing ever. My buddy is on a radio station in Oregon, and it's called Kink FM.
Oh.
Right? But when you type in kink, you get
kink.com.
You get kink.com. And yeah, that's what happened. So they're kink.fm, and then there's kink.com. So
yeah,
it's very interesting when you're
trying to
find
a
radio station.
They make a lot of dirty movies in the city. I had a part, not dirty, that's the wrong word. Pornographic BDSM films.
It's very BDSM, like extreme BDSM.
Extreme, women getting tied up and...
I think they're doing like a naked wrestling event this weekend.
They always do. It's called... I can't remember what it's called, but the person who loses gets to have sex with the... the person who wins gets to have sex with the loser however way they want. And usually it's two women mud wrestling.
Yeah.
It's hot. I want to go. It's called...
and then
Ultimate
you watch
Surrender.
Them having sex?
Yeah, you watch them having sex.
This is legal.
It happens down the street. Do you want to go? I mean, I can get you tickets.
No, I want to get a ticket. Not a ticket. I want to get a tour of the armory, though.
Oh, yeah. We can do that anytime. Do you want to go? Oh, I might have you tickets to the Playboy Mansion. Do you want to go?
Yes.
Halloween?
What day?
Halloween.
Yes?
Just
are you
maybe.
Effing serious? I would, in a heartbeat, I would go.
I'm working
go.
On it. I'm just telling you I'm working on it. Okay. Because I know that you would
down.
Like that.
Put me down.
I feel like I need to do something for Venice in my
Come
lifetime
on.
Before he kills me. Yeah, that's what we got for boobs. But I just want to tell you that Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it's October, and breast cancer kills. So you can donate cans at Safeway. There's fundraisers everywhere. Go to nationalbreastcancer.org to donate and find out more. In 2012, 226,000 new cases were diagnosed in women. 63,000 new cases of carcinoma. It's the earliest form of breast cancer, and about 39,000 women will die from breast cancer. It's very serious. You hear this all the time. And so women, you just have to be careful of your breasts, and you have to be sure to tell your partner what makes you feel good. And if he's been ignoring your breasts and he hasn't touched them since the second date, then you need to reintroduce him to your breast feces.
How long until I can touch your breasts? How about that? We didn't even discuss that.
Oh, you mean when we're dating?
Yeah.
Oh, right away. I mean.
Right away, first date.
Not first date, second date, third date. I think I make out if I like the guy on the first date, and then maybe boobs on the third date.
But do you think he's a creep?
If he tries?
He's touching the boobs right away?
No, they all probably don't. I don't think anyone's a creep. But they all try right. I mean, not that I don't. But they all try right away. I feel like guys are just like, yeah, I'll touch the boobs. Like, I feel like, and I appreciate that. I always tell men, you know what? If you like someone and you have a friend and you've been going out a few times and you're not sure if she likes you, but you have an attraction and you feel like you're falling into the friend zone, just try to kiss her. Just try. Just be like, try to be like, you know what, I'm attracted to you. I like you. Because otherwise, you're going to stay in the friend zone. She's going to see you that way. And women like confident men who go for what they want. She might turn you down, but she's not going to like diss you as a friend forever. I just think you should
totally
try.
Agree.
Don't you agree with me? Agree. That men should touch, men should, how, so the worst thing that happens, she says no. But she's still going to be your friend. I don't have a problem with that. I just want to tell you guys that. And touch the boobs. So, okay, everyone, you've been listening to Sex with Emily. I hope everyone has a great weekend. We've got hundreds of podcasts that you can listen to on our website, sexwithemily.com. We'll tell you how. We've got videos. I have got an iPhone app that will rock your world. It's called Kegel Camp. It's for men and women, and you do it 5 minutes a day, and it will – it's an exercise for your PC muscles, and men have them and women have them, and it will change your life, and you will have more, longer, stronger orgasms. It helps men with premature ejaculation. It's awesome. Kegel Camp is a winner. Plus, you should buy my book, Hot Sex, over 200 things you could try tonight. It's a super sexy book, and we love it. Right, Menace?
Yes,
do you have a copy
do.
Of it yet? I can't remember.
I said I would buy it, but
are
I haven't seen it
Are the pages sticking
store.
Together now?
Yes.
It's a sexy book. We like it. And it's so fun. Fridays, we love it. So thanks for listening to the show. It's great to be here on Extreme Talk XM 165. And I hope everybody has a safe and happy and sexy weekend. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet extremely powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code EMILY for 15% off at sexwithemily.com/goodvibes.